Pakistan's Air Force has reportedly destroyed India's advanced S-400 air defense system stationed in Adampur, Punjab, using hypersonic missiles launched from JF-17 Thunder jets. The S-400, valued at approximately $1.5 billion, was considered one of India's most sophisticated defense assets. The strike is part of Pakistan's ongoing Operation Bunyan al-Marsouz, a series of retaliatory actions following Indian missile attacks on Pakistani airbases. The S-400 system, acquired from Russia in 2018, is a mobile, long-range surface-to-air missile system capable of targeting aircraft, drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles at ranges up to 400 kilometers. It comprises missile launchers, a phased array radar, and a command center, and can engage multiple targets simultaneously. India had deployed three of the five squadrons, with the Adampur unit being one of the primary installations. In addition to the S-400 strike, Pakistan claims to have targeted and destroyed several other Indian military sites, including the BrahMos missile storage in Bayas, airfields in Udhampur, Sirakar, and Pathankot, and artillery positions in Durangyari. Drones reportedly reached New Delhi and Ferozepur, with one drone allegedly hitting Ferozepur. Indian media have confirmed the destruction of these facilities, lending credibility to Pakistan's claims. The conflict, initiated by India's Operation Sindoor on May 7, has escalated into the most severe confrontation between the nuclear-armed neighbors in nearly three decades. At least 48 people have died in the violence, with both sides reporting casualties and damages across the line of control in Kashmir. International bodies, including the United Nations and the G7, have called for immediate de-escalation and restraint to prevent further destabilization in the region. Pakistan has convened its National Command Authority, which oversees the country's nuclear policy, to review the situation. The escalation has raised concerns about the potential for further military action and the broader implications for regional security. As the situation develops, both nations remain on high alert, with military forces mobilized and diplomatic channels engaged to address the crisis.